whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner, and we have an NFL odds boost for all of you today for this weekend. This is on Justin Herbert and CJ Stroud to each have over 224.5 passing yards, boosted to plus 200 at Caesars. What do you think of this, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, it's not totally unachievable here. It's probably going to be tough for both of these guys to be putting up tons of passing yards here. I actually bet the under in this game as well with the Texans. Passing yards, the Chargers defense is top 10, seventh in the league in terms of passing yards allowed. Texans as well, surprisingly, sixth in the league against the pass. So it's going to be tough for these guys to be lighting it up through the air, in my opinion. But you're getting 2-1 odds here. So, you know, if you want to put maybe like a quarter unit on it or something like that, it's probably not the greatest thing in the world, but it's definitely doable. I mean, it's not a ton of passing yards in the first place, 225 yards, and both of these guys we've seen in the past light it up. So it's doable, but again, maybe like a quarter unit, they would be valid.
Exactly. Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 200 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. Oh my goodness. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on everything going on today, NBA, yep. NFL for this weekend, everything, Matt, and golf even. So go to odyssey.com/BetQL before you bet on anything ever so that you know you have the best information. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today or this weekend, or I'm going to this weekend, I'm going to the NFL and I'm taking the Ravens to cover. I see a lot of people on the Steelers because it's a big spread. It is 9.5 now, so I'm taking the Ravens -9.5. Not that much of a difference. I had them at 10 too, but the Steelers have hit a bit of a skid. They have lost their last four. The Ravens have won their last four. They have also covered their last four. So like the Ravens to win this game, even by 2 touchdowns, Matt, 2 touchdowns, perhaps. So Ravens -9.5. I like very much.
It definitely could happen. I'm going to go to tonight's big game. They've got Penn State going up against my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Obviously, I'm going to be rooting for Notre Dame. I hope they certainly win against Penn State tonight. But unfortunately, as somebody who also cares about his money and winning bets, I don't have a bias when it comes to betting at all. Everything that I've looked at in the betting market tells me Penn State is probably going to win the game, which stinks. I hate that. I can't stand it when I see that. But at the same time, I'm looking to make money here. So I took Penn State on the money line. 1.5 is fine as well if you want that extra point there. Everybody's betting Notre Dame. People seem to love Marcus Freeman right now. They want to fade James Franklin in a big game that's monumental. You know, they'll go to the national championship if they win. People just don't seem to like Penn State, and that just sickens me. So, I'm betting I'm going with Penn State here to win the game tonight. Hopefully it can come through and win for us like Villanova did yesterday in college basketball.
That's right.
As we saw with that line, why was Villanova favored? There was a reason they were favored that game. They were going to win. Right. So, and St. Louis also beat 14-1 St. Bonaventure. Now 14-2.
That's right. Look at that.
Yeah. So you just got to look at these college basketball lines and stuff. So Ohio State today, guys, they're favored against Oregon. There you go. There's an extra free bet. Why is Ohio State favored against Oregon? There's a reason for it. So Ohio State's money line, that'll be an extra bet for you there, but Penn State as well.
I love that. I, too, am rooting for Notre Dame. Of course, you know, your bet is great, but go Irish.
I will gladly lose money. Like, if Notre Dame wins, I will not be sad about it. But at the same time, I'm betting Penn State because it just seems to me in the betting market that that's the team to be on. But I won't be that sad.
Yeah. So we will see. Very exciting day. Very exciting game. Go Irish. Get in on our odds boost plus 200 at Caesars and in our bets, of course, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.